This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. Applications for the Practical Farmers of Iowa's 2025 N-Rate Risk Protection Program are open. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Farmers who are on the fence about reducing nitrogen applications might want to consider enrolling in the Practical Farmers of Iowa's N-Rate Risk Protection Program. The program is designed to help farmers reduce their input costs while also protecting the local environment. Chelsea Ferry, Field Crops Viability Coordinator with the Practical Farmers of Iowa, said farmers can receive a $35 per acre payment in the event of a yield loss occurring due to a reduction in nitrogen.
It's a free warranty-based program for farmers who may be interested in to start lowering some of their input costs for their fertilizer, or maybe also for farmers that have, you know, tried in the last year or two to lower their nitrogen rates and are still unsure if that rate's right for them on this farm. So how it works is we kind of, you apply, you talk through with a PFI agronomist about your typical application, what would be a comfortable reduction from that. And then if you have a yield loss due to that reduced nitrogen rate, PFI pays out $35 an acre to help cover that loss of revenue.
Ferry said there are a few basic requirements for farmers to enroll in this program.
First off, you have to grow corn for 2025, and you have to be in Iowa or the surrounding states of Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota, or the southeast part of South Dakota. That corn can't be grown organically or in transition. And then lastly, you have to be willing to make a reduction from your typical application. So usually it's a 20-pound reduction per acre to be enrolled. However, that number is pretty flexible depending on how low your nitrogen rate is to begin with.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.